From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Democratic leaders in the House are moving toward an endgame for the health care overhaul legislation. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports there's still much to be done before a vote.
The pieces are slowly moving into place. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi predicted a final vote on the health care bill in the next week or so, and President Obama changed the dates of his upcoming trip to Indonesia, Guam, and Australia in order to be on hand for the final push. He's now scheduled to leave Washington on Sunday, March 21st. This is not to say passing the bill will be easy. House leaders are still counting up votes, talking to undecided Democrats, and assuring others that the Senate won't pull a fast one. The House must first pass an earlier Senate version of the bill that many members of Congress can't stand. Any of these factors could go wrong at any time. Republicans continue their united front against the health care overhaul. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.
Republican Senator Scott Brown says President Obama and congressional Democrats are engaging in a bitter, destructive, and endless drive to pass a health care bill that would be disastrous. He says they instead should focus on the economy, that millions of Americans have lost their jobs, and that many more jobs are in danger. North Korea may soon return to international talks aimed at ending its nuclear weapons program. From Seoul, Dwali Saikautau reports.
An unnamed North Korean official in Beijing has reportedly told South Korea's reputable Joongang Ilbo newspaper that Pyongyang will return to six-party nuclear talks in early April. The source apparently claimed that Pyongyang plans to reveal a proposal that could move the stalled nuclear talks forward. But this report comes a week after North Korea threatened to attack South Korea and its allies because of current military exercises between American and South Korean forces. General Walter Sharp, the commander of U.S. forces, said in Seoul earlier that 18,000 American soldiers and 20,000 Korean soldiers are training to defend against a possible North Korean attack. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
A Colorado woman says her daughter is in custody in Ireland on charges she was part of a Muslim plot to kill a cartoonist. Christine Mott told the Associated Press her daughter, Jamie Pauline Ramirez, had been in contact with the woman known as Jihad Jane. Colleen LaRose accused of plotting to kill a cartoonist because of his sketch depicting the head of the Prophet Muhammad on the body of a dog. A suicide bomber attacked a security checkpoint in northwest Pakistan today. Officials say at least 11 people were killed and at least 35 people were wounded. Police say the attacker drove a motorized rickshaw into a roadblock in a town in Swat Valley, where Islamist militants and Pakistani security forces had clashed for several months last year. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Preliminary results from Iraq's parliamentary elections show that a coalition put together by Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is leading in Baghdad. The province, which includes the capital, will hold 68 seats in parliament, twice as many as the next largest province. Officials say it may take weeks to release final results. The Texas Board of Education has approved more conservative curriculum standards for teaching history and social studies. Texas standards are highly influential because school book publishers tailor their materials that are used nationally to please Texas. From Dallas, NPR's Wade Goodwin has more.
For 3 days, the Texas Board of Education has engaged in angry debate about the values to be reflected in history and social studies textbooks. But it was not much of a contest, as moderates are outnumbered 2-1 by conservatives on the board. The board killed an amendment that would have taught students that Congress should pass no law establishing a national religion. Board member David Bradley said he rejected the idea that there should be any separation of church and state. Efforts by moderates to include mentioning black and Hispanic war heroes were defeated. Instead, students will learn about the conservative resurgence in the 1980s and 90s, the contract with America, the moral majority, and the National Rifle Association. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
Orange County, California is suing Toyota. A lawsuit filed yesterday accuses the automaker of knowingly selling thousands of vehicles with acceleration problems. The suit is seeking civil penalties of $2,500 for each car. This is one of at least 89 class action lawsuits filed against Toyota. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.